This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تُؤْتُ السُّفَهَاءَ أَمْوَالَكُمْ And do not give the weak-minded your property. الَّتِي جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ قِيَامًا Which Allah has made a means of sustenance for you. وَارْزُقُوهُمْ فِيهَا But provide for them with it. وَكْسُوهُمْ And clothe them. وَقُولُ لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا And speak to them words of appropriate kindness. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us that وَلَا تُؤْتُ السُّفَهَاءَ أَمْوَالَكُمْ Do not give to who? To the foolish ones. What should you not give them? Your wealth. Now, who are as-sufaha? Sufaha is a plural of safi. And safi is the one who does not know how to manage property or wealth in a good way. And he's someone who does not have good financial sense. They don't understand the value of money, right? So they waste it or they neglect it, okay? So as a result, what's going to happen? Your wealth is going to get wasted, right? So don't give to the foolish your wealth. So safi is who? مَنْ لَا يُحْسِنُ التَّصَرُّفَ فِي الْمَالِ And someone who is ضَعِيفُ الْعَقْلِ Someone who is weak in their mind. Okay? ثَوْب safi, A garment that is safi is a garment that is very frail and very weak. So it rips quickly, it frays quickly on the edges. This is safi, someone who is weak. Okay? And weak in their mind. Who does not have much knowledge, much expertise, much sense. Okay? Now there's different types of foolishness. Remember this. One type of safa, foolishness, is in actions, behavior. Like for example, if a person is objecting or ridiculing the commands of Allah, like the people did. سَيَقُولُ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَ النَّاسِ The foolish shall say, مَا وَلَّاهُمْ عَنْ قِبْلَتِهِمُ الَّتِي كَانُوا عَلَيْهَا What has turned them from their qibla which they used to be upon? And why has the qibla been changed? They criticized. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called such people foolish. This is foolish behavior. Right? About the hypocrites, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَا They are the ones who are foolish. Right? So this is foolishness in behavior. Likewise, when a person is behaving in anger, they're literally throwing a temper tantrum. This is what? Safaha. Right? Then the other type of safa, the other type of foolishness, is that in which is in aql, in one's mind. That a person does not have the intellectual capacity for something. Like, for example, if you put a piece of paper in front of a child, and also a $100 bill, okay, a child does not know what is a $100 bill and what is a piece of paper. For them, the $100 bill is what? It's just a piece of paper. And if you tell the child, this is money, you can buy stuff with it, the child doesn't get it, right? Because the child does not have the intellectual capacity to understand what money is. Likewise, if a person is majnoon, okay, yani they are mentally disabled, okay, so they also don't know what money is. Sometimes it could be that a person is just not very smart, okay, and they make very foolish decisions when it comes to money. So safi, the foolish over here, sufaha, this can include men, women, young, old, okay, and basically in this ayah, what is being said is that the sufaha should not be given the liberty to dispose of their wealth as they please. There will be hajar on the sufaha. Remember hajar? I mentioned this to you earlier. They do not have the liberty to dispose of their wealth as they please. Their guardian has to manage their wealth. So in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the guardians of children, the guardians of orphans, heads of families, okay, owners of wealth, that do not give your wealth to those who are foolish. Okay? And this includes, first of all, children. Like, for example, if a person just gives their wallet to their 8-year-old, okay, and their 8-year-old is going to buy ice cream, and the father just hands over the wallet. Now what happens? The 8-year-old is walking towards the ice cream place to pay for it, and somebody just comes and snatches the wallet and goes away. This is wrong. Or the child drops the wallet. Okay? So, first of all, children, do not give your wealth to your children. Yani, don't just give it all to them, even your own children. Okay? Then this also includes orphans in your care, whose wealth you are taking care of, whose property you are managing. Don't give them their wealth, because if you give it to them, they will not be able to take care of it. They will end up neglecting it. It will end up getting wasted, or someone will take advantage of them. Someone will exploit them, will steal their wealth, and they will suffer. Okay? Then the term sufaha also includes over here individuals who don't have much financial sense. Like, for example, some people don't understand, you know, legal terms or basic financial terms. Like, what does it mean to have something on credit, for instance? What does it mean that, you know, you have to pay taxes? They don't understand basic concepts. Okay? They don't have that much sense. It doesn't mean that they're mentally disabled. People vary in their intelligence. Okay? It's a spectrum, right? Then this also includes people who have a habit of being wasteful, or people who are impulsive buyers, or people who may have a disorder because of which they, you know, just buy things and hoard them. Okay? So giving them your wealth means that they're just going to go and waste it. They're going to go and make really bad financial choices, right? Likewise, there are certain mental illnesses because of which, you know, people, like, for example, in mania, this happens that people will just go and spend a whole lot of money in one night, right? A whole lot of money in one day. They will literally spend their life savings. You know, there are different disorders like that. So if a person has a condition such as that, then they should not have access to their own wealth or the wealth of their parents, the wealth of their family. Okay? Then sufaha over here also includes, it can also include, for example, an extremely elderly person who has become very weak in their mind. Okay? And it happens sometimes that people will literally target the elderly in order to steal their money. They will call them and they will lie to them that you are being charged for such and such crime that they basically never committed. So you have to pay me this much money in order to protect you, right? And because that elderly person is not tech savvy, right? So they get duped. So you have cases like that where, you know, because someone is weak-minded because of their age, they're too young or they're too elderly, or they have some kind of a mental disorder, then in this situation, people are being told, لَا تُؤْتُوا السُّفَهَاءَ أَمْوَالَكُمْ. Do not give to the foolish ones your wealth. Now, some say that sufaha are women, that don't give to the foolish ones your wealth, meaning don't give to the women your wealth. And when you marry a woman, don't give her your wealth. But that does not make sense, because a woman by her nature is not foolish. A woman by her nature is not weak-minded. Yes, there are women who are weak-minded financially, just as there are men who are weak-minded financially, right? And if you think about it, earlier it was said, just in the previous ayah, it was said, give to the women their mahar. آتُ النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ. If they were foolish, okay, then it would have been said, keep it with you. Don't give it to them. Keep it with you, right? So it is not correct to generalize this and extend the term sufaha to all women. No, just as there are women who are not financially smart, there are also men who are not financially smart. So basically, people are being told, لَا تُؤْتُوا السُّفَهَا أَمْوَالَكُمْ, any, do not give to the foolish your wealth. And there could be different scenarios of this. So for example, if you are entrusting your wealth to someone, you're asking them to guard it, to take care of it. Okay, like for example, you want someone to hold your wallet for you. And make sure that someone is not a five-year-old, right? If you're going to give someone your card to hold, make sure that it's not your two-year-old, right? Likewise, if you are making your wealth available to someone to spend from, let's say your children, then ensure that they are capable of spending it wisely, okay? So for example, if you give your credit card to your 14-year-old, and they go on a shopping spree, they order a whole bunch of stuff online, and then they go shopping to the mall, and then they also go eat out, and all of a sudden, you have a $500 bill. Yes, they were foolish in ordering and buying things that they don't need. They were foolish in buying a $20 drink, okay? But why are you being foolish in making your wealth accessible to a foolish person? وَلَا تُؤْتُ السُّفَهَاءَ أَمْوَالَكُمْ Right? Do not give your wealth to those who are foolish. And this also means that do not give to the orphans their wealth. يعني the children who are still children, don't give them their wealth. So أَمْوَالَكُمْ actually means أَمْوَالَ السُّفَهَاء, the wealth that belongs to the foolish ones, okay? Or the wealth that belongs to the orphans. And the reason why it is called أَمْوَالَكُمْ, your wealth, is because it is in your care. So أَمْوَالَكُمْ can mean two things. First of all, literally your own property, your own wealth, okay? Don't hand it over to those who will waste it, those who will neglect it. And also, أَمْوَالَكُمْ means your wealth, as in the wealth that is in your care. It's not actually yours, but it's in your care. It belongs to the سُفَهَاء, all right? But it's in your care. And it's called your wealth because you have to take care of it, you have to protect it as if it was your own. You have to guard it as if it was your own, right? Now there's a question, why not give it to them? Why not give your wealth to the سُفَهَاء? Because obviously, wealth is going to get wasted, right? Money is going to be lost. Things are going to get wasted. And this shows us that while our hearts should be detached from worldly things, it doesn't mean that we should neglect them. Our hearts should be detached from money, but it doesn't mean that we should waste money and we should neglect it. No, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you some wealth, then you have to guard it. You have to spend from it responsibly. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like إِضَاعَةُ الْمَالِ, the wasting of wealth, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us. Right? That Allah dislikes three things for you. And one of them is what? إِضَاعَةَ الْمَالِ. Allah does not like for you to waste your wealth. Likewise, in a hadith we learn that a person will be questioned on the Day of Judgment about how he acquired his wealth and how he disposed of it. So you can't, you know, be negligent about your wealth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَّتِي جَعْلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ قِيَامًا, that wealth which Allah has made for you a means of livelihood. So basically, if you think about it, imagine different scenarios. If, for example, you know that every time you give some money to your spouse, okay, you say that, okay, you have access to my money, I don't have a problem. But then they go and make really poor financial choices. Right? They're always eating out. Okay? Or, for example, they are paying extra for things, paying, you know, buying really expensive things unnecessarily. Okay? Then is it okay for you to not give them your wealth? Yes. You're not being selfish. You're not being greedy. You're being careful because wealth is something that you have to guard. You have to use carefully. You have to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about how you spent your wealth. And the other thing is that wealth is something that is very valuable. الَّتِي جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ قِيَامًا, Allah has made it as a qiyam for you. Qiyam from qaf wa mim, yani basically one that upholds, as in it upholds your life, it upholds your worldly needs and your religious needs. It's a means of livelihood, right? But it doesn't just take care of your worldly needs, it also upholds your religious matters, right? So for example, if you give access to your children to spend from your wealth, and now every day your son is getting Starbucks or boba or, you know, eating out, something like that, and then ordering random things on Amazon, okay, maybe you are very wealthy, but still you could use that money in a better way, right? I'm not saying don't give any money to your children, give them, but if you see wasteful patterns, then you have to be careful. Because let's say if your son spends $300 in the whole month on just buying drinks like tea or, you know, boba or something like that, you could have spent $300 on three orphan children. They could have gone to school. They would have had access to milk and food. You could have spent on something much better. Likewise, $300 a month amounts to a lot of money in a year. which amounts to a lot of money in 5 years. You could perhaps go for Umrah if you saved your money and if you spent it wisely. So, التي جعل الله لكم قياما. This ayah is not saying be stingy. No, but be careful. Don't just waste your money and don't let other people waste your money. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this money a means of livelihood for you. So you fulfill your needs through it. And when you have money, then you are independent of people because of it. And you use it to fulfill your worldly needs and also gain religious benefits. And really, if you think about it, how often does it happen that our needs are fulfilled because of the money that we have, or we are able to help fulfill someone else's need because of the money that we're able to spend? But if we waste it, or if we let other people waste it, then we cannot do such things. So, الَّتِي جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ قِيَامًا. So wealth is not evil in and of itself. And yes, our hearts should be detached from it. But it doesn't mean that we should be neglectful and wasteful. You know, the Salaf would say that halal and pure wealth is the weapon of the believer. And it protects the believer and it strengthens the believer. And wealth is a test and also a blessing. Right? The Prophet ﷺ said, نِعْمَ الْمَالُ الصَّالِحْ لِلْمَرْءِ الصَّالِحِ. And how good is good wealth for a good person? For a righteous person. And he's going to use that wealth in many good ways. So we should protect our wealth from being wasted and we should spend it in the best way. The Prophet ﷺ said, this hadith is in Sahih Bukhari, that this worldly property is sweet vegetation. And it's delicious, it's beautiful. And how excellent the wealth of the Muslim is if it is collected, if it is gained through lawful means and is spent in Allah's cause and on orphans, on poor people and travelers. And this is excellent if you acquire wealth in a lawful way and you also spend it in good ways. Right? So yes, spend on yourself. Okay? Spend on your dependents. Be generous with them. But also spend in the way of Allah. Because أَلَّتِي جَعْلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ قِيَامًا. Do not waste your wealth. Right? وَرْزُقُوهُمْ فِيهَا وَكْسُوهُمْ. Very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and provide them out of it, and also clothe them. Who is them referring to? The sufaha. Right? So if the sufaha are your own children, or the orphans in your care, right? Then what should you do? You should give them of the wealth, your wealth or their wealth that you are guarding, so you have to guard it like your own. And you also clothe them, and you fulfill their needs, and spend on them generously. Because this is, you know, another extreme that some people fall into. Some men, they will not give to their wives any money. Why? Because they say she doesn't know how to spend, she's wasteful. Okay, but then she has to beg, she has to ask for every little thing. And then some men, they don't even give basic things. Subhanallah. I remember once a woman who was living in North America, in the States. She mentioned to me about how she would not have money to buy feminine products for herself. She would not have the money to buy pads. And why? Because her husband would not give her anything. She was not allowed to work, and she did not have the money to buy pads at all. So this is wrong. And even if you argue that, oh, she's very wasteful, she doesn't know how to spend money, she doesn't, realize and she loses money, even if that's the case, it is not correct to deprive her of her basic needs. So men are being told, وَرْزُقُوهُمْ فِيهَا وَكْسُوهُمْ. Okay, provide them, meaning the sufaha, and also clothe them. And it's interesting. People don't just need food. They don't just need meals for the day. They also need clothing, decent clothing. So وَرْزُقُوهُمْ فِيهَا وَكْسُوهُمْ. Fulfill all of their needs. Now, I want you to notice something. It doesn't say وَرْزُقُوهُمْ مِنْهَا. Provide them from it. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرْزُقُوهُمْ فِيهَا. Okay? Now, there's different reasons the ulama say. One reason the ulama say is, فِيهَا basically means مِنْهَا. Right? This is common in Arabic that one harf takes the place of another. Right? So, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, that عَيْنًا يَشْرَبُ بِهَا عِبَادُ اللَّهِ. A spring of which the righteous slaves of Allah will drink. Okay? Now, biha means minha, meaning they will drink from it. Okay? So, bi over there means min. So, the ulama say that fiha over here means minha, out of it. Okay? There's another interpretation, and that is, the reason why it is said fiha is because when the guardians spend on the sufaha from the wealth of the sufaha, they're not doing an act of charity that give them from it. No, the wealth belongs to the sufaha. They have a share in it. Okay, so fulfill their needs with it. They have a share in it, so do not deprive them. The guardians are responsible for managing the wealth that is in their care. It is not theirs entirely. If it was theirs entirely, it would have been said, give them from it as charity, as kindness. Minha. But that's not the case. When you give them any for their food, for their clothing, that wealth belongs to them anyway. They have a share in it. Right? So what is qum fiha? Fiha? Any, they have a share in it. Okay? Give them their share. In other words. Thirdly, there's another interpretation, which is that وَرْزُقُهُمْ فِيهَا فِيهَا is directing the guardians to invest the money of the orphans in their care. Because if you give minha from it, then what will happen? That property will deplete over time. It will run out, right? So don't just give them from the capital that you're looking after. Rather, you should trade with it. You should invest it so that it does not diminish over time. Because when you invest it, when you trade with it, then وَرْزُقُهُمْ فِيهَا يَنِي in the profits, let them enjoy. Provide them fi أَرْبَاحِهَا. Provide them in its profits. And you let them enjoy its profits. So that when by the time you hand over the orphan's property to him, it has grown. It has not depleted over time. Right? Because if you know you are giving them from it, let's say the orphan in your care, his property, which is, let's say, 100,000. Okay. Now every month you spend 100. Okay. You give 100 to the orphan, you know, on the orphan's food and clothing, for example. Okay. Now what's going to happen over time? Every month you're taking 100 out of the 100,000. Over time it's going to finish. It's going to deplete. You're giving zakat from it also. It's really going to become less by the time the orphan grows up. So you have to invest it, and the profits that come, let them enjoy that. وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. And also وَكْسُوهُمْ وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. And say to them an appropriate word. Okay? This is very beautiful. وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. Say to them. Say to who? The sufaha. This is another injunction, another command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving people, that speak to the sufaha in a good way. And just because someone is not as smart as you, or someone is not as knowledgeable as you, or is not an adult yet, okay, it doesn't mean that you put them down all the time, that you speak to them in a condescending way. No, speak to them in a decent way, in a good way. You know, it happens sometimes that if someone has a mental disorder, or someone is not that, you know, smart, intelligent, not that educated, people talk to them in a very condescending way. This is not correct. And especially the people who are closest to them, and especially the people who are wealthier, or, you know, who are earning money. وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. Secondly, قُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. This also means that respond to them in a good way. Because, you know, for example, if someone in your family is like that, they fall into the category of sufaha, and you are managing their wealth. Okay? Let's say your children, they get money on Eid. Okay? And then let's say your high schooler, you know, when he gets into high school, he gets a whole lot of money from his grandparents, for instance. Okay? And of course, you're not going to leave all of that money in the hands of that child. You're going to keep it with yourself. But let's say your child comes and says, give me my money, mom. Why are you keeping it? It's not yours. This is not fair. I need my money. And so you ask, what do you need the money for? He says, I want to buy a phone for myself. I want it. It's my money. I got it on Eid. I have the right to spend it however I want. I want to buy a phone. And you know that that's not a wise decision, right? So you don't give the money to your child, even though it belongs to your child, but you don't give it to your child. What do you do? قولوا لهم قولا معروفا. You respond to them in a nice way. Give them a response that they're satisfied with and that they feel secure regarding their wealth. They know that they will get it. So for example, you say something like, oh, Dad, I also want you to get a phone. Inshallah, once you start university, we'll get you a phone. And you know what? You don't pay for all of it with your money. I'll pay for half of it. Okay? So قولوا لهم قولا معروفا. So even though you know that they're being rude, they should not talk to you in that way, right? And you're not going to hand over the wealth to them. But it doesn't mean that you should not speak in a decent way with them. You should still speak in a decent way with them. وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا.